With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome. Oh, getting a little double feedback. There we go. Hey, welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour on this Tuesday, February the 2nd. We're live here from San Diego, California, where it's nice, bright, and sunny after quite a storm that we had here over the last few days. There's a little storm going through Wall Street today, and it looks like it's centered around oil, which is down 4.5%. Back to $30.20 is that light, sweet crude. And right now, the Dow, which kind of decoupled from the drop in oil yesterday, today the Dow is down 224 points, 16,216. Boy, am I happy to have hedges in place today. Especially, I have a big hedge on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, an inverse Dow fund, and it's doing really good today. The S&P 500 is down 23 points. That's 1.2%. 1916 is where we're at on the S&P 500. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is down 0.9%. It's being helped along. It would be down more if it were not for Google, a stock that I do own here. I have long positions, and I have short positions, and I have a big pile of cash in the middle right now. Google's having a good day. The NASDAQ is down 41, however. It's at 4,578. Crude oil, as I said, down 4.5%. Boy, that's an unpredictable commodity, isn't it? Crude oil is at $30.20 right now. Gold seems to be getting a little bit of a boost right now. You know, I've got my eye on gold, but if you look at the long-term trend, it's still pretty lousy. Gold is at 11.29. The euro's at 109.25. Get this, the 10-year yield. There's a little scared money out there right now, 1.87%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Have you kissed your inverse funds yet today? I continue to own 9 different inverse funds spread throughout my different portfolios that I manage, and they're having a very, very good day. Does your advisor have you hedged? Does he or she have you protected? Does he or she have a plan in case the market does break down into a bear market, which it's very close to doing so, or are they going to let you write it down 53% like the last bear market? Are you prepared? As I have said many times, I come from a culture of being prepared. I was grinding wheat in the garage on Saturday. I made a homemade loaf of wheat bread. You know, it's quite amazing. You take those hard red winter wheat kernels and you run your hand through them. They're beautiful, but you say, how can that ever turn into bread? And within a minute, you have this beautiful powder, this whole wheat flour. I add a little white flour to it, you know, just to make it not so dark and dense. I add a little white flour to lighten it up just a little bit. Then I add my 9-grain mix into it, my honey, my yeast, my water, and just a little bit of oil. And then bake that thing in the oven. And I said to my wife at about 10 a.m. Saturday morning, I said, honey, is there anything better? Is there any better smell in the world than wheat bread or bread baking in the oven? She goes, no, when will it be ready? She had her butter knife and her jam, her preserves ready to go for that hot bread coming out of the oven. But I believe in being prepared. Isn't that the Boy Scout motto? I was a Boy Scout master many years ago. I still have the scars from that little foray. Anyways, let's take a look at what's going on here in the market today, why it's down, what's up, what's down, oil's down, market down. Yesterday, the market decoupled from oil, but not so today. How did your candidate do yesterday in Iowa? Is Trump toast? doesn't look very good. I think a big mistake, you know, being so, you know, arrogant maybe, and skipping that debate and everything, maybe paying the price. Hey, I just want whoever has honesty and integrity and shares my Judeo-Christian values. That's what I'm looking for. $19 trillion in debt. That's another thing I'm looking for. Is there somebody out there that can at least acknowledge $19 trillion in debt and knows how to balance a checkbook? I have to. As a businessman, as a leader of a family, I can't spend more than I take in. Does anybody out there have a plan for that mess? Anyways, well, we'll continue to look. We move on to New Hampshire next. In the meantime, we have markets, sovereign wealth funds. How about this? Sovereign wealth funds selling stocks. Well, you know, the Saudis, at $30 a barrel oil, they need money. And a lot of the sell-off in January is blamed on the sovereign wealth funds selling $70 billion in stocks. $70 billion in stocks to restock their coffers, which are being hit tremendously by the drop in oil. Google, I'm happy with my Google today. Actually, it's Alphabet. Will I ever get used to calling it Alphabet? Probably not. I'll probably continue to call it Google. Google's up $26 a share today on a day when the market's down to 10 right now. And I, like I say, there's still some long positions out there that are holding up well. Google's hitting a new all-time high today, it was. And other stocks, you know, Facebook, the blast off in Facebook, which I'm also long, is just nothing short of tremendous. I think Facebook's the new Apple. But Google beats earnings. The stock up about 3 to 4% right now. And, of course, the short positions are also doing very well. So there's long and there's shorts to be had right now in the market. Exxon, you know, I still don't like the oil stocks. I have one small position in my speculative trading account. Exxon beats by 3 cents. Let's see how Exxon is doing today. Down $1.93. Their profit is down 58% from this same time last year. And all of these oil companies are cutting CapEx spending big time. Exxon's cutting 25% from CapEx spending this year. Most of the energy stocks, however, are cutting up to 50% from capital expenditures. Pfizer misses. Pfizer's down 35 cents. Well, there's a couple of big Dow stocks that are down today. That's part of this drop. Pfizer and Exxon, both Dow Jones industrial members. Aflac, where's my duck noise? Aflac beats by 9 cents. Duck Dynasty, how are they doing? That stock's up $1.32, however. I have no position in Aflac. Mattel, there's another winner. Wow, look at that thing break out to new highs. They beat by 6 cents. I do not own Mattel. That stock's up over 6% here this morning. Nice move from Mattel. That's mainly Barbie and G.I. Joe. We have Royal Caribbean. Now, there's a stock I sold a couple weeks ago. I do have a sell discipline. I did not like the way Royal Caribbean was breaking down technically. I sold it. They missed earnings. That stock is down 11% today. You have to have a sell discipline. I've had some portfolios that have been transferred to me lately from other firms, people not happy with their guy, their gal. And I see stocks in there that should have been sold a long time ago. And it makes me wonder, who's managing this account? Has it been managed? Or is that advisor been asleep at the wheel watching these stocks go way, way down? You have to have some kind of sell discipline eventually along the way. Anadarko beats by 52 cents. That was the one I was thinking of. Anadarko is cutting their CapEx expending by 50%. That stock is down 9 cents right now. Another big one getting killed today is a semiconductor stock, Integrated Device Technology. That thing is down, about 25% right now as they miss their earnings estimates. Baxter beats by 11 cents. Baxter is up today just a little bit. UPS, well, this is their big quarter. Yeah, they had a pretty good quarter. They're up $1.57 right now. And Michael Kors, big winner today. Have you kissed your Michael Kors stock today? I do not own Michael Kors, but it is breaking out big time to all-time highs. Archer Daniels Midland misses by 5 cents. That's a big grain stock and other things. Dow Chemical is being helped by low oil prices. That stock's up 27 cents today. All right, well, today we're going to feature a couple of best stocks now. As I go fishing in these waters every single day, what we're looking for is hookup. Hookup with some good trophy fish. We landed one. We've had one in the boat here for quite some time in Google. Last week we nailed Under Armour. Last week we nailed Facebook. I can't make any guarantees, but we like to hear that reel sing. That means we got a big one on. And when we come back, I'll talk about one that I think is a big one right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as of last Friday, 73% of the companies reporting their earnings have beat earnings estimates. Only 49%, however, have beat sales, otherwise known as revenue estimates. And I continue to see a downwards drift to earnings estimates for 2016. In 2014, the S&P made about $117 per share total. Last year, it looks like that number is going to be about the same. We'll know here when we're done with this earnings season, but it looks like year-over-year earnings between 2015 and 2014 are going to be about exactly the same. And that's why we saw a downwards drift in the market last year, because earnings leveled off. This year, we were expecting about 8 or 9% growth in earnings, but I continue to see a scalpel being taken to those earnings estimates. And right now, I'm seeing the consensus closer to $123 per share, which is still more than last year's $117. But we continue to see those earnings estimates whittled away. And that caused for a tough January, wherein the market was down about 5 or 6%. We had sovereign wealth funds, mostly Saudi Arabia, who's got a lot of money in the stock market. We saw those sovereign wealth funds take about $70 billion out of the market selling, and they own a lot of the big stocks. That also played into the dip in the market in January. And let's not forget oil, which is down again this year for the third straight year. Oil is still looking for a bottom. And for that reason, I believe it's best. I went over my current asset allocation yesterday. There's 40% cash sitting on the sidelines. When the market makes up its mind, if it goes into a bear, that's going to be a money-making opportunity. You say, what? Yes. Last bear market, I was busy inventing my Best Stocks Now app, and I watched how those inverse funds behaved. They were wildly profitable. It's not that big of a deal to invest in the inverse S&P 500 versus the S&P 500 index. Okay, some would say to buy that S&P 500 index on the long side and hold it forever. But I don't think it should be held during a recession, which eventually will have one. I don't think it should be held during a bear market, which eventually will have one. Why not flip it to the other side of the equation and go negative during that period of time? It's not that hard to do, but you've got to have a money manager that knows how to do it, is willing to do it, and also is going to watch it very closely for you. Now, as I say, I compare what I do. I love to fish. I grew up with my father fishing. My uncle owned a big resort in Montana on the Madison River in Ennis, Montana. His resort was right on that Madison River, famous fly fishing area. And both of his sons were famous fly fishermen guides. They guided people through those rivers. And one invented some of the best fly rods in the world. He still makes a few a year from his home in Manhattan, Montana. His name is Tommy Morgan, very well-known fly fisherman. Well, I guide people through the stock market. I've done it for the last 20 years. And I use my app as my tool that I use. That's my fly fishing rod to try to land some trophies. And I fish these waters every single day. If big waves, winds, sometimes it's great. Sometimes the catching's good. Sometimes the catching's difficult. And right now you have to use all of the tools. You have to really dig down deep into your tackle box in this market. Oh, look at that yellow thing with all the hooks all over it. Oh, that's an inverse fawn. Boy, they do really well on days like today when the Dow's down 265 points. My inverse Dow, 2-1, is flying higher today. So you have to be a little bit more creative and a little bit more imaginative, and you've got to know how to use those tools. You know, I have things in my tackle box that I haven't used in a long time because I haven't had to. I have albacore feathers. We haven't had albacore in these parts for many years. But when they come, I'm ready. I'll break out my albacore feathers. My point is, this is a tough market right now. You can't handle it. You can't keep doing the same thing that was working for you in the past. And yet the vast majority of my industry continues to do the same thing come hell or high water. And they're not on top of your portfolio. I see portfolios come to me all the time that have been sadly neglected. It's like a garden that's full of weeds and overgrown plants. What do I do when an account comes to me like that from another firm? The first thing I do is prune the garden. We pull out all the dead wood. We freshen up that ground, man. We get it churned. In fact, I was planting some romaine lettuce last night. Planted a boysenberry plant last night, getting it ready. That ground's got to be ready. All the old stuff's got to come out. And then we start fresh. We look for new things one by one, methodically. One that I continue to own is Google. Oh, I know. They've changed the name to Alphabet. I'll call it Alphabet. The symbol is still Google, G-O-O-G-L. You know, it's getting ready to pass Apple here. Google is $553 billion. Oh, it just went past it. Apple's 529. Google is on the way up. Well, Apple is on the way down. Google, Alphabet, has their hands in a lot of different things. Market cap now, $553 billion. It's adding $23 billion to its market cap today. And you say, well, Bill, it's got to be a really expensive stock. Let's begin with the value real quickly here. Okay, this is one of the lures I have in my tackle box. It's still doing very well for me. Thank you. It's trading at 22 times forward earnings, but it's been growing at a superior pace to the rest of the market. And it's expected to continue to grow by about 15 to 17% per year over the next 5 years, which makes it a premier growth stock. And that's why I own it in my premier growth account, which is made up of the best large cap stocks that I can find in the market today. And Google is one of those stocks. It's got a PEG ratio of 1.3 right now, a little on the pricey side, but not for a really premium growth stock. When I do the math on this thing, they're expected to make almost $40 per share next year, and that those estimates are likely to go higher after this earnings beat today. When I take $40 per share and grow them by 15% per year over the next 5 years, come up with a number. That's easy to do. You can build your own little spreadsheet to figure that one out. And then I apply a multiple based on where it's traded in the past and based on where its peers trade, just like a neighborhood you would do with a house, comparables. I come up with a $1,450, let's call it $1,500 target price. The stock is at $803. Out of 4,162 in my database, Google is currently number 51. And I continue to own this stock. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have another downdraft in the market today. That's why I'm kissing my inverse funds, which are doing quite well today. I continue to have about a 5 to 10% exposure to inverse funds, which I'm going to talk about here in a minute. It's a pretty simple concept. If you have an inverse fund on the emerging markets and the emerging markets go down, the inverse fund goes up. That makes for a very nice hedge, and it's best to pick on. I haven't had to use these inverse funds very much over the last 6 or 7 years because we've been in a bull market. But as you've known from my recent newsletters, I have a storm watch up on the market right now. We know that it's inevitable. We eventually go into another bear market. Last one was in 2008. We eventually go into another recession. The last one was in 2008. They go hand in hand, and it's best to be prepared right now. In the meantime, we have up days, we have down days, and there's long positions still to be had in the market. I just went over one. Today we have another down day in oil. I sold the oil patch in August of 2014 when the technicals started breaking down in the oil and energy stocks. And it was quite obvious to me that something was amiss. Never got a buy signal on those oil stocks again. I had one little false one, I think early last year, and I bought a few oil stocks, quickly backed out when I realized I was wrong. And yet I have accounts transferred to me all the time that still have these beleaguered oil stocks, and they've held them all the way down. That just doesn't make much sense to me. But, you know, I just say that most money managers out there in my industry, I would consider them to be asleep at the wheel most of the time. And, of course, when oil prices go down these days, stock prices have been going down. And except for Monday, we saw a decoupling from that. But today we're seeing stock prices follow oil prices down. Sovereign wealth funds continue to sell. Think of the pressure that this puts on Kazakhstan. You know, these countries that are heavily dependent upon oil, Russia would be another example, 80% of their economy, they don't have a diversified economy. They depend on oil prices. When oil prices are $30 a barrel, that really hurts them big time, doesn't it? Mr. Putin, that scream you hear is Mr. Putin looking at oil prices in his portfolio on a daily basis. Saudi Arabia, a lot of the Middle Eastern countries in big trouble. And that's why they're selling stocks in the U.S. right now. So you don't think that oil doesn't have a far-reaching effect, the price of oil? As a consumer, you're celebrating. You're saying, I've got extra money in my pocket. But if it brings down the world economy, a little bit of money you're saving at the gas pump every week or every other day or whatever, could come back to bite you. So we continue to watch this very, very closely. We've had some earnings come in. I think we had 40, we're going to have about 50% of the S&P 500s will have reported by this Friday. And I'll update you again this Friday on how earnings season is going and where those earnings estimates for this year are at. They've been coming down, but they're still higher than last year. That's why I cannot call this a bear market yet. We have not had that breakdown yet either in the technical. Somebody sent me an email, no, a text message, no. What do you call it? A tweet yesterday saying, Bill, where is your line? And I sent him a direct message with the exact number. This is the line in the sand. If the S&P goes below this, we're in trouble because we're in a new bear market technically. We're almost in one, but not quite. That's why I still have about 50% on the long side in stocks like Facebook, Google, etc., and have those inverse funds in place and a big old chunk of cash. Google beat earnings last night. That was good. Google is one of the stocks that is up today. I continue to own it. ExxonMobil, they beat earnings, but boy, I'll tell you what, the pain, the suffering at these big oil companies is quite intense. That's why I think it's wise. This last Sunday, we had a windstorm. We live in a very exposed area of San Diego. When the wind hits, woo, it hits our house first, because we live as far west as you can possibly live in the United States of America. And that wind was coming off of the ocean at about 50 miles per hour. And I told my wife, I said, you know, let's charge up our, make sure our phones are charged up, because we're going to need them if we need to get emergency information, make emergency calls, use them as a flashlight, use them to get on the internet, whatever. And we charged them up, and sure enough, about 6 p.m., the lights started to flicker, and then the lights went out at the Gunderson household, and they were out for about 6 or 7 hours. But we were prepared. You know, it wasn't a big emergency, but we were prepared. And we are prepared at our home. We have contingency plans. We live in a very vulnerable area, not too far from the San Andreas Fault, which could rattle and shake at any point in time. And we could end up at the bottom of the ocean, or without power, or without electricity, or without food on the shelves. Did you see that when that big storm hit the East Coast a couple weeks ago? Did you see the shelves at the supermarket, how quickly they emptied? Well, we have several shelves in our garage that are well stocked just in case. And I believe in that same concept in the stock market and being prepared, because we know it's not a matter of if there will be another bear market. We know there will be another bear market. The last one was 53% down. And the average money manager or advisor or broker will do nothing other than maybe sell at or near the bottom when the client calls and whines so greatly that that's all they could do is sell everything after everything's down 40 or 50%. You know the drill. You've probably been through it a few times, back in 2001, back in 2008, and the next bear market. Most of the advisors are frozen in the sand and they do nothing. I don't believe in that. I believe in being prepared, and I'm prepared now. I have a big pile of cash in the garage sitting there ready to employ when the market breaks one way or the other. In the meantime, I continue to have long stocks that are still holding up well. Some of them are still hitting new highs. Constellation Brands is still hitting new all-time highs. Facebook is still hitting new all-time highs. Google is at newer all-time highs. Those are some of my long stocks. And on the short side, I've mentioned several inverse funds. Let me just mention a few here. I still think that the emerging markets are extremely vulnerable. For that reason, I have an inverse fund on the emerging markets. The symbol is EEV. When the emerging markets go down, which they've been doing for quite some time now, it goes up. And if you look at a one-year chart of EEV, you can see the nice trend, how it's trending up. Why is it trending higher? Because emerging markets are trending lower. And I honestly don't see any quick fix to what's going on in the emerging markets. Whether it's the influx of refugees, whether it's the social programs that are bankrupting many countries, whether it's the slowdown in their economies, whether it's people not traveling to France as much as they used to because of fear of terrorism. There's a lot of different things ganging up on these emerging markets, whether it's slowing down of the economy in China. There's all kinds of things that are ganging up, like I say, whether it's the printing of money, whether it's negative interest rates now in Japan. I still think that's a very vulnerable area, and an area that can be used as a hedge right now. Not only as a hedge, but possibly as a money-making opportunity going forward. But having said that, you can't buy these things and go to sleep on them. You have to watch them very closely. But that's one of the hedges, one of the inverse funds that I continue to own, and it's having a very good day today. It's up 5.2% on a day like today. That's my emerging market edge. I also think that Europe, which is not an emerging market, Europe is a developed international market. I think Europe's still a mess. I think Europe, between all kinds of different factors, continues to suffer. And for that reason, I continue to own EPV. Like I say, you've got to look in your tackle box now and pull out some things that you maybe haven't used in a while. It's best to be prepared. Is your advisor prepared? We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I can still remember 2000, 2001, 2002, and of course the years leading up to it. I can remember a quarter in 1999, a three-month period of time, when the accounts that I managed were up 142%. That was during the crazy days of the NASDAQ. And I can remember the bear market. The irrational exuberance eventually came to a head, and it popped, and boy, did it pop. All those dot-com names got absolutely slaughtered after that, and that was one horrible bear market that we had. In the NASDAQ, it was to the tune of about 75 or 80%. It was very difficult to hedge portfolios back then. You could short individual stocks, but you couldn't do it in an IRA. The client had to have a margin account to short stocks. We didn't have these things that we have now called inverse funds, which make it very easy for us to hedge portfolios. I can remember the big, and I would venture to say that 99% of the people that were invested in the market, and remember back in 01, got slaughtered right along with the rest of the market back then. There was nowhere to hide, and by the time they went to cash, it was way too late. And then we had the next bear market in 2008. That one was brought about by the financial crisis. Money being lent to people who never had much intention of paying back those loans were speculating on rising home prices with the belief that those home prices would rise forever. And the banks were willing to lend the money, quite happy to lend the money, and then sell those loans to Wall Street, who then packaged them into nice, neat little packages, mortgage-backed securities, subprime loans, and sold them all over the world. And they were ticking time bombs ready to explode in the hands of the beholders. And it happened, and it exploded. There was bad debt all over the place. And we had to take extreme measures to reel the markets, the economy, the financial system back in, TARP, whatever, all kinds of extreme measures that had never been done before, zero interest rates. We never went negative like Japan recently went. But that was another painful bear market. And I was busy during that period of time working on my spreadsheet. It was my spreadsheet for my own use. That was comparing things daily on a relative basis so that I could spot these big trends. And I watched how that bear market went off and how different things behaved. I noticed some stocks did very well during the 2008 bear market. I noticed that gold did very well. I noticed that the bond market was up 32% that year. I noticed that stocks like Dollar Tree and AutoZone and pawn shops had a very good year in 2008 during the bear market. But what I really noticed was how the inverse funds rose to the top in my relative ranking system, just like a hot stock would. Facebook is a hot stock right now. It's probably one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. It's at the top of the rankings in my app right now. But during that time period of time, 08, the financial inverse ETF exploded to the top, and it sat there for a long, long time. I think it was up 237% that year because it was inverse financials two times. It was leveraged two times to the downside. And I watched how they rose to the top. And then pretty soon the bear market was over. And I said to myself, you know what? I don't know when the next bear market's going to happen. Right now I'm going to be long the market. That was March 23rd of 09, where I'm going to enjoy this bull, this newborn bull, as long as I possibly can and squeeze as much out of it as I possibly can. But when the next bear market comes along, I've watched how this bear market behaved in 08, I'm going to be prepared. And the number one tool that's down there deep, dig deep through that tackle box. I know it's in here somewhere. Yep, there it is. This funny colored thing, like a frog. My dad used to have a lure. It looked like a frog. We used to bass fish on some of the lakes around here. You know, San Diego's known for trophy freshwater bass fishing, just like you are in Florida. We borrowed some of your fish, some of those Florida strain of largemouth bass, planted them in our San Diego lakes, and they grew to mammoth size. My dad had a lure that you would cast it out on the surface into the tules and then slowly pop, 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 and then act like a frog. Big bass love frogs, and I can remember. Anyways, there's frogs in my tackle box that I'm ready to employ. I've already employed 9 of them here and there, sprinkled them through the portfolios that I manage. They're called inverse funds. So anyways, here's another point I'd like to make. Change is difficult. You know, people have been with the same firm for many, many years. But I can tell you this, they're going to handle this next bear market like they handled the last one. And you have to ask yourself, how did you do with the firm you're with or with the firm you were with in the last bear market? What did they do? How did they respond? How did they react? Did it take a phone call from you to get them to do something? What makes you think they're going to do anything differently this time? Well, I can tell you this. They're not going to do anything differently this time. They're going to do the same thing that they've been taught to do, and that's to ride it on down, ride through it. Because eventually, which it did come back eventually, but boy, was it a painful ride for a lot of people. Well, I say it's time for change. It's time to approach and be ready and be prepared because we know it's out there somewhere. And as I went through the big picture on Monday, I once again said, no, we're not there yet, but boy, are we close. I have a storm watch out there. You know, you need to at least assess where you're at right now. How vulnerable are you right now? Are you at risk of a 50% drop in the market, which happened last time, 53%? Or does your person have a plan? Is there a plan in place, or would the computers just keep buying and keep rebalancing? I think it's time to at least look into that and think about it. And if your person doesn't have a plan, then I think it's time for change. It's time for change. And I know change is hard. We all are resistant to change. But losing 53% of a portfolio may take a little pain, may take a little effort for change. Well, we're prepared. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.